Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Working While Homeschooling Podcast, the podcast for workingwhilehomeschooling.com, where our mission is to help homeschooling parents make money, maybe even have a career, while continuing to homeschool and without losing their sanity. My name is Julie, and I'm your host and resident career coach today. I want to thank you all for joining us and listening in. I hope you're doing well. Today's podcast episode is brought to you by History Unboxed at historyunboxed.com. Hands-on history-based activities for both children and adults. Today we'll be speaking to Lisa, who is a church daycare director and a homeschooler. So Lisa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I live in North Alabama, and I'm the director of a private Christian daycare and preschool in Florence. I have four children. They are 22, 21, 13, and 9. And I also have our 2-year-old grandchild and a 17-year-old girl that stays with us.
So tell us about being a daycare director. What does that actually involve? What is a typical day?
A typical day in daycare work, it's no day is ever the same. But as director, I handle all the scheduling, managing the teachers, making sure everyone's where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to be doing, as well as interacting with the kids and just loving on them, making sure everybody's happy and everybody's taken care of.
And how did you exactly get into that? If people were interested in kind of getting into that work as well, how did you kind of get into that?
I was looking for a job after being off for a short time, having my child, and daycare is expensive.
Yeah.
So when I went to looking for a job, I learned that several daycares offer employees a big discount and sometimes a free child. So that's just the route I looked at, and it turned out to be a great passion of mine, and I've been doing it ever since.
And how did you bring into homeschooling?
After the virus last year started and the kids all went virtual at school, I really got a firsthand look at how my kids were struggling, and the kinds of things they were teaching in some of their classes were just not things I wanted to be taught in the way they were doing it. So we looked into it. I'd always had a little interest in it, and we just decided, let's just do it. There's no better time than now. So we just started.
So is there a particular homeschool curriculum or resources that you like to use?
I did a lot of research coming into it to try to find what was a good fit, because in the research you find out people try lots of different things before they find what works.
Right.
So we researched, and we found My Father's World, and all three of the kids in school use that program, and it works really well for us. We use some different maths, but that core curriculum really works well for us.
What is like your typical schedule? How do you run a daycare center and get homeschool done, occasionally shower and sleep?
I never sleep, but we have some independent work that we do. Usually I leave the kids a to-do list to do. And that usually involves math and science and some grammar and language work that they are capable of doing on their own. So when I get home, I can check that work, and then we can move forward with our science, history, and Bible, and anything else we're trying to work in. And that works well for us. I have a couple of, my younger two are night owls, so they prefer late evening schooling anyway. So that just really worked out really well for us.
So how do you kind of get the rest of it done? That's always my curiosity. So I know in our last call, you mentioned you work 6:30 to 2:30, and then you come home and you basically start homeschool. How do you get, like, let's say the cleaning and, the scrubbing the toilets and the laundry and the dishes? How does that get done?
Very carefully. Yeah. Sometimes I call my kids. I'm like, I turned on the dishwasher this morning. Y'all unload it before I get home. I'm on my way. Or start the laundry. I put it in there last night. Start the laundry and I'll put it in the dryer when I get home. So sometimes it's just, we're all playing a tag team. It's all a joint effort. sometimes I've got a book in one hand and I'm putting dinner on with the other hand, just trying to get it all done.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've done spelling over, on washing dishes before. Absolutely. And your spouse. So how is he kind of fitting into this?
He was never for homeschooling beforehand, but he's really opening up now. He drives a truck, so he's just not home very often at all. But he's very supportive, and he's always asking, are the kids doing what they're supposed to be doing when you're not home? Or, you know, is it going okay for you? Are you doing okay? He's not a teacher himself. He just doesn't have the patience for it, but he's very supportive.
And what do the kids think about this new experience and homeschooling and you having to work and homeschool at the same time?
I don't think they really mind having it their way. They would sleep all day until I got home, but I usually call and get them up by 8. I'm like, look, y'all need to get up at some point in the morning, have some me time, do the couple of things I've asked you to do. But my youngest one in the first week said she was never, ever going back to a public school ever. But it took my 13-year-old a little bit longer to grasp on. She was really missing band. It was going to be her first year to be in the marching band at school. And she just really had a heartbreak over that. But now she says she won't go back. And my 17-year-old loved it from the start. She loves the independent work.
So I know homeschooling is kind of getting a lot of publicity right now because of the pandemic and all of that kind of funness. What do people say to you when they find out you're both working and homeschooling?
Well, they probably really think I'm a little crazy.
Yeah. Well, we are.
That's right. You have all these kids at home, you work with kids, and you go home and school your kids. Yeah, that might define crazy to a lot of people, but, you know, it works.
I always tell people, crazy was never a question. Like, this is not what made me crazy.
Right. You was there a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. If you had somebody listening out to this, and they're like, okay, well, if she can do it, I think I can. What would be some advice that you would give somebody who's considering working in homeschooling?
Just do some research. Be very flexible. You can do it. It may take some tweaking, some rearranging, some trying this for a week, trying something different for a week to find what's going to work for your family. Reach out to other homeschoolers. Reach out. Try to find some other homeschoolers that parents are working. Find out what's working for them. Get a support group. Right. It all has to work together. You have to use all of those resources to make it work.
And you mentioned band before. With the pandemic going on and all, have you guys been able to do any extracurriculars with the kids? I know it gets harder when you're kind of pulling a double shift schedule.
Right. I'm fortunate to have my mother-in-law who is retired that takes the children to a co-op class once a week.
Oh, good.
When they're running. They're closed till February right now, but they do get to go to their co-op once a week. And we try to do field trips and outings on the weekends when we can to help with that. So, yeah, it is really hard. There's a few things we just have to miss because I'm just at work.
That was always the part that killed me, kind of in the mom guilt thing, is just that,
yeah.
Guys, it's not even the money, to be honest. It's the fact that I have to go off work.
Right.
You know, if I could just pay for you to go, it'd be fine, but I have to take off in order to drive you there, and that's time I'm not working. That was the part that always killed me, is that I couldn't just drop
it's
everything.
It's the guilt.
It's the mom guilt.
Right.
We're so good at that.
Oh, yes.
So speaking of that kind of mom guilt thing, we are, as moms, we're really, really great about kind of telling ourselves all the things we can't do or the things that we do wrong. Have you learned anything about yourself through this experience? Like, you know, are there things that you're doing right?
Yeah, you always find things like, well, my thought on that was right. I'm really happy there. And then you think, oh my gosh, what am I doing? What did I just walk into?
Yeah.
I can't do this.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, you start to panic a little bit and you have to talk yourself through it.
I have a 14 and 12-year-old. So, you know, those ages, I definitely question myself about every 2 minutes.
Oh, yes. Those preteen attitudes. They're so wonderful.
So wonderful. Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, so the kids are at home while you are at work. And you're leaving them with chores or schoolwork to do. In general, like, is there... are you pretty organized about that? Or is it kind of just ad hoc every day? You know, people always ask me, like, what do you do with your kids while you're working? So I think that's what I'm trying to get at.
I usually look at the week, and our teacher's manual that we use has this grid style, like Monday's lessons, Tuesday's lessons. And And you have to learn really quickly. Those, you're not a slave to those lessons. Those lessons are a guide. That plan is a guide for you to use, and you can switch it and swap it. And usually on Sunday, I take a notebook and I sit down and write what week we're on. And I just write down everything I want to cover for that week. What pages in history I want to get covered, what pages in science, if there's an experiment we need to do, Bible lessons we're working on for the week, whatever it is, I write it down on that notebook paper. And just when I get home on Monday, they've done their math and language and usually their science, and we go over that. And then I look at the notebook and go, okay, what do we feel like doing today? So when I do it, I cross it off the notebook. So there are weeks where you do science, history, Bible all in one day. And sometimes there are weeks they're like, okay, we're really into the history. So we do all the history in a day or two. And then, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, we might do all of the Bible, you know, break it up into more of a block schedule. So we really flexible and float around with what we're doing every week.
Awesome. Awesome. And when you mentioned like you did your research and you were looking at all this curriculum to choose it, if a newbie came to you and says, how in the world do I pick out curriculum? What would be some tips or advice that you would give them that kind of helped you make your decisions along the way? What kind of things that they should look for or look at, that sort of thing?
Find out what your kids' learning style is. Do they prefer seemingly workbook style where they can just read the information and do the work and a little more hands-off for you? Or do they prefer hands-on where there's lots of experiments and hands-on learning? What is your teaching style? What do you want to get out of this? You know, what you're going to be your main focus in teaching the kids? And just try different things. Look it up. Look at the examples. See if you can find someone in your community that has that program. See if you can come in and look at it, get your hands on it and touch it and look through the pages and see if it might work. And if you're doing some sort of online math or science or even a whole online program, a lot of those have free trials. Use the free trials. Make sure it's a good fit for your child and for you before you buy into it. That will save you a lot of time and energy.
And money.
Yes, money as well.
Yeah, I will tell you, I agree with all of that. When I was still in the maybe we want to do this phase, I happened to stop by a friend's house and they still, you know, they were kind of putting stuff away. So all the, you know, stuff was still spread out all over the dining room table.
Right.
I could act, you know, she had a, you know, it was the first time I'd been in her house. She had a dry erase board on the dining room wall. And like, it was like, you know, she had been, they'd been diagramming sentences on the dry erase board. And I'm like, and she's like, look, this is how this works. This is how easy it is. You open this book, you read this section, you do this.
And I'm right. Like, oh, you don't have to know it all.
I'm like, I could do that. You know, that's doable. She's like, look, if I can do it, anybody can. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay. This is doable. This isn't as bad as it sounded.
Right. You don't have to be a very highly intelligent person that made straight A's through school and know it all.
Yeah.
You don't. You just have to be able to read and understand the information and learn with the kids. Sometimes we're all just learning with the kids.
Sometimes the kids are teaching us.
Oh, exactly.
I can tell you with math, the kids have definitely bypassed me in math at this point. And honestly, they'll come to me with math questions and I'm like, honey, baby, you asking the wrong girl.
Oh yes. I'm like, let's find the answer together.
Yeah. I'm like, let's post that on Facebook and see if somebody else can do it for us.
Yes. Yes.
Because I don't know. And it's, you know, we'll look it up on the internet. I'll do it. She'll do it. We'll get like 18 different answers between the three of them. And I'm like, yeah, we're beyond this one. It's like, just
exactly,
you know, let's go to Facebook at this point and figure out how to answer that.
Yeah, right.
So are there any kind of last words of advice or encouragement you would have for our listeners today?
You know, working while homeschooling by itself can be a challenge, you know. Nobody has it all together. No matter what you see on articles and Facebook posts, nobody has it all together. Just relax and enjoy the journey.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed our visit.
Now, as we wrap up our episode today, I want to thank you all for listening in. There are a ton of great podcasts out there, but you chose to spend your time here with me, so thank you. In the show notes, you're going to find the links to my site, workingwhilehomeschooling.com, and all of the great ways you can connect with me online. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please consider becoming one of our listener supporters by following the link in the show notes. A small monthly donation helps me continue with great content and interviews like you've heard here today on the Working While Homeschooling podcast. Your positive online reviews, subscribing to our podcast, sharing it with your friends is all greatly appreciated as well. And if you know someone that you think would be a great guest of our podcast, please let me know at julie@workingwhilehomeschooling.com. A special thank you to our sponsor, History Unboxed, at historyunboxed.com for supporting this episode and our Working While Homeschooling parents. Thank you for listening in today. Thank you to Lisa for being our guest and everyone. Please make sure you join us in our Facebook group for continuing conversation on today's topic and beyond. I look forward to seeing each of you soon at our next podcast for Working While Homeschooling.